and welcome to episode 26 of our Let's Talk Dairy podcast. I'm your host, Brian Burke, editor-in-chief of Dairy Foods Magazine. I thank you for joining this event where we'll be talking about a very interesting topic, CBD in dairy. Today joining us is Ryan Crandall, Chief Revenue Officer at Nord Massachusetts-based MaryMed, who previously served as Chief Product Officer and Senior Vice President of Sales at MaryMed since 2018. In this role, Ryan oversees all revenue generation, marketing, product development, and distribution for the company. Under his leadership, MaryMed has developed a portfolio of award-winning and top-selling brands that meet the needs of cannabis consumers and patients across a wide range of needs and occasions. An innovation visionary, Ryan is a leading expert on what and how to bring traditional consumer packaged goods categories into cannabis. It began with the co-creation of Betty's Eddies, a brand of all-natural cannabis-infused fruit chews that MaryMed acquired from Crandall prior to his joining the company. Under his leadership, MaryMed has expanded the distribution network for its house of brands to 7 states and Puerto Rico. Prior to entering the cannabis industry, Ryan held a series of executive positions with increasing sales responsibilities in major cybersecurity and software corporations, including RSA Security and EMC Squared. His leadership and sales achievements earned him multiple Salesperson of the Year and National Sales Leader Awards. Ryan, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much, Brian. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
For a start, I'm really excited to talk about this topic because it's really fascinating. First, I want to get into last year. MaryMed teamed with Emac and Bolio, someone I know in my area really well, to develop and market cannabis-infused vegan and dairy ice cream and flavors such as Cup of Coffee Chip and Chocolate Sunny Days. Love those names. Can you tell us how this partnership came about and how well these products have been doing?
Yeah. Thank you, Brian. Thank you very much for having me on the podcast. I'm excited to talk about ice cream today and the intersection between ice cream and cannabis that we've been working on. So, Emac and Bolio's is a ice cream brand that that our team, myself, our leadership has known in the Boston area for a long time, and had a lot of respect for them, their business, and the quality of their products. Internal to MaryMed, we've been playing with ice cream for quite a while. We've got a absolutely fantastic R&D food science team that is consistently looking at food categories and opportunities within cannabis where we feel like we could have a competitive advantage. Ice cream is one of those places where it's hard for folks to do, especially in cannabis. And we feel as though the best recipes from ice cream paired with the best knowledge of how to use cannabis is a secret to success. So, our CEO last year, spoke with the CEO of Emac through a mutual friend. We began discussions with them on how a partnership would work. And ultimately, we came to an agreement to leverage the Emac and Bolio's recipes and ultimately their brand within cannabis and CBD. Exclusively. And, we paired the Emac and Bolio's brand with the Betty's Eddies brand, which is a brand that, our team has continued to build over the years into one of the most leading and iconic cannabis brands, certainly from Boston, but, across the country at this point. And we feel as though kind of the merge of those two brands is going to lead to, a really, really fantastic product for the consumer.
Great. It sounds wonderful. And can you tell us about the benefits of infusing dairy products with cannabis? And does it affect taste in any way?
Yeah, I mean, so the cannabis oil itself can have a flavor, right, depending on the process that's used to get to the oil. So I think there's a lot of different ways to infuse food products. Dairy products specifically, their composition has lent itself to being infused with other oils, specifically cannabis oil being one of those. When you think about, old brownies or cookies that, people used to make back in the day, they're infusing those with butter. So that was dairy. And a lot of folks have been making ice cream, in the past, just not necessarily at scale on the cannabis side. So, we have a very specific way that we extract our oil. For our edible products. And we believe it's best of breed, and it's a proprietary approach. And that's going to really give you the best full spectrum oil. And I can go into more detail on that if it's relevant, but a full spectrum oil is really the highest quality oil that you can give a consumer. And a lot of our competitors and other folks in the space don't do that. They use a distillate, which is an isolated THC molecule. So using a full spectrum oil, really paying attention to a flavor profile. So without being too wordy, I'll say that we always measure ourselves. We create every new product non-infused, we infuse it, and then we compare it to the grocery store, the organic food store, the best products in those stores, and make sure it stands up from a flavor perspective. And if it doesn't, we continue to work. So, you know, we're very confident that the oil we're pairing with our food products leads to a product that is highest of quality and highest of taste.
Okay, great. The EMAC and Bolio announcement was a big announcement, you know, for the dairy processor. Do you expect we're going to hear more of these in the near future? I know you can't say about any ongoing negotiation you're having going on, but in general, do you think that there are going to be more announcements with other dairy processors for cannabis infused dairy in the near future?
I would think so. I mean, I think it's going to happen in dairy and outside of dairy. I think you've got iconic brands that live out there. And I think, you know, one of the things that I think we all realize is that, you know, cannabis consumers live everywhere. They're all, you know, demographics of people, and those same people also buy non-cannabis goods, and the brands that they that are favorable to those folks. If you can find a place where it makes sense to bring those brands together, I think you. You really open up a brand base early, a consumer base early, that is trusting of one of those two brands. And if, as long as you lead them to a good place that's high quality, I think they follow. So I do believe that you'll see more and more of cannabis brands creating strategic relationships with some non-cannabis brands.
Okay, great. That's good news to hear. We'll definitely bring that news to everyone once that happens. So that's great. Thanks. I wanted to ask you mentioned butter, but can cannabis infused items be successful in other dairy products in addition to ice cream? In other words, are we going to see it in end user consumer products in the future? Can you give us some details there about what it might work with other than ice cream?
Yeah, sure. I think, you know, if you had asked me 3 years ago, you know, where one of the bigger growth segments is going to be, you know, I would have been talking to you about beverage. And, you know, I think we're seeing beverage really start to take off across the United States. And I think as places open, as establishments open for social consumption, allowing people similar to a bar room, consume products on site, I think we're going to see beverage, you know, take a larger foothold. As we think about dairy today, I think things like ice cream, things like dairy-based drinks and milk products and those types of things, we've already seen chocolate, right? Chocolate's a large segment of the edible, segment today. And, you know, a lot of those products are using milk, obviously, to produce those products. So I do believe you're going to, you know, we don't see any cannabis cheeses. I was thinking about that last night. You know, I do think there's probably an opportunity for, you know, wine and cheese parties with cannabis infused cheese. So I think some of those are more niche segments, but I do think as cannabis becomes more and more popular and assimilated into people's lives, they're going to be looking for products like that. So I think there's a big upside in the future for cannabis infused dairy.
Oh, that's great. I'm sure that it's exciting for the processors to hear about, and I'm excited personally to see about the growth of this in the future. So I definitely think it's a great growth opportunity for the dairy industry.
Say, I mean, people are really excited about it. I mean, we launched EMAC and Bolio's and Betty's Eddie's ice cream in Massachusetts, last year. You know, we've got this dispensaries asking us for it, right? Like, can I get a freezer in my store? And we've created an exclusivity around getting, freezers out to stores and really kind of, you know, spotting the map, and we'll continue to fill in that map. But what I can say is, you know, people are very excited to get the ice cream into their stores. We're really excited for, you know, leading into summertime next year as we believe the velocity will really start to increase and we'll be running some new promotions. So exciting. I would say if people are in Massachusetts, you know, they can certainly find the product at Panacea in Middleborough, which is our own dispensary. On the Betty's Eddie site, they can find where the ice cream is located there as well. And, you know, we'll be opening our second dispensary in Massachusetts, in Beverly, Massachusetts, on the North Shore, probably sometime in March. And the ice cream will be available there as well.
Okay, great. Well, that's fantastic to hear. So best of luck with all that. And I wanted to mention you announced the Bubby's Baked Hot Cocoa Powder recently. Can you tell us about that product? I'm fascinated to hear about that one as well.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, our phenomenal R&D team has a really great process around powderizing cannabinoids. So powderizing full spectrum oil. So we're able to powderize that oil. And we've paired that with a recipe that we've created entirely from scratch with using all natural ingredients with some of the best cocoa powder in the world to create an infused hot cocoa that is bar none, second to none. I mean, we literally can't keep it in stock, especially around holiday time. We do gift packs with it and do this cool coffee mug that, you know, people in applicable states, you know, it is that you do have the ability to gift if somebody's 21. So, you know, we have seen a lot of, you know, gifting around the holidays with the hot cocoa product. And it's certainly, we find that people use cannabis to relax. So, you know, and indulge a little bit. So ice cream plays into that, and the hot cocoa certainly does as well.
Now, that sounds like a great gift item. So it's a great item for next year, maybe for a lot of people. Great. Thank you. And thank you for all the information, and thank you for joining us today, Ryan. And be sure to check back for the next chapter of Dairy Foods Let's Talk Dairy podcast coming soon.
Thank you very much. Cheers.